I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Cybercrime Magazine Update. I'm joined by Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Scott Schober, author of the popular book Hacked Again and media commentator for Cybercrime Magazine, is the expert and voice behind a new series of two-minute cybersecurity book reviews airing on our podcast and WCYB digital radio. Steve, tell us all about this. Why did we add Scott to the lineup?
I've known Scott for a while. Our company has been in touch with him for, 4 years, maybe 5 years now. And Scott does some great programming. He does his own book reviews on his website, Scott Schober, schober.com. You could see all of his content there. And he is also a media fixture on our site. So Scott does interviews, he does the cyber safety series. Anybody who listens to our podcast has listened to Scott and has enjoyed him. We've got great feedback. So I went to Scott, who had been doing these longer pieces. He did video reviews that were in the 4 or 5 minute range, and they were great book reviews. And he'd reviewed books by Kevin Mitnick and lots of authors. And we presented the idea to him, how about a two-minute book review for our radio station, because our radio station is hot. We're putting out a lot of new programming. People are writing into us, giving us all kinds of feedback. So I just knew it would be a perfect fit if he had the bandwidth to do it. He agreed. He came back to us with the first review, which was Ghost in the Wires, My Adventures as the World's Most Wanted Hacker by Kevin Mitnick. It was just a great spot. And then Scott produced, I think, another 10 book reviews for us. And going forward, we'll have new reviews every month.
Now, the biggest question I have, Steve, is can someone actually review a book in 2 minutes? I know he's done the 5 minutes for the video side, but converting this to the radio is obviously a different process. Can you actually review a book in 2 minutes and get something out of it?
Scott can. So the answer is yes, but there's only so many people who can do it because you have to really, really know cyber. You have to really, really know like the victim mentality. You have to have a pretty good understanding of books. So Scott brings all of that plus media experience. So he's uniquely suited to do this. And in 2 minutes, yes, he gives you a great breakdown.
Now, again, you mentioned Kevin Mitnick. He's reviewed books by Kevin Mitnick, Frank Abagnale, Teresa Payton. There's a lot of books on that list. But of the ones you know of, what's your favorite book Scott has covered so far?
Well, that's a loaded question.
I know we have a couple of books and he's reviewed them, but okay, you could say our books, but then maybe say something else. Give a shout out to somebody else too.
Scott just reviewed The Hacker's Movie Guide, our latest book, and you can just Google that. It's out on YouTube. That was actually a video review. So that's not quite a 2 minute review. Mm-hmm. He's going to produce that. And our first book, Women Know Cyber, 100 Fascinating Females Fighting Cybercrime. So he did review those. And, you know, if I had to pick out a favorite, gosh, you know, that's really difficult because there's so many out there. But I would probably say Catch Me If You Can. Great book. And it was turned into a movie. And I really, really enjoyed that one. And Scott did a great review.
Steve, before we go, will we be reviewing anything else in 2 minutes on the radio? Maybe like hacker movies or something else like that?
You know, we just had a discussion the other day. And we have so many resources that we publish, and we spend so much time publishing this material, and it's mainly in a written format. So I think we're going to start to repurpose some of that for the radio. So what we discussed the other day were associations, and that's another very popular piece of media on our site. We've compiled a list of about 100 cybersecurity associations. Probably even a cybersecurity expert will never know more than, 20% of them when they look through that list. So they're really interesting. And the radio is a great way to just put that type of information out.
Steve, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.